Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack. And in today's episode, we'll be chatting with Somali musician R. Monta, as well as members of his band, the Urban Nomads. R. Monta and the Urban Nomads currently reside in London, and they're over in the United States as part of the Mid-Nemo program, originated by the Cedar Cultural Center, which partners with Augsburg College, the Paramount Center for the Arts, St. Cloud State University, Minnesota State University Mankato, and KVSC. The group has been in town this past week, taking part in a wide variety of residency programming, culminating with a public concert at the Paramount this Saturday, October 13th at 7:30 p.m., with free admission for students and staff at educational institutions. R. Monta was scheduled to be in St. Cloud last year. However, due to visa delays, the tour was canceled last minute and created another untold story of Central Minnesota called The Week That Wasn't, as organizers struggled to figure out grant obligations and provide some quality programming. But now with that taken care of, R. Monta and the Urban Nomads are in town. They'll be able to share their voice, as R. Monta is considered one of the most creative and talented of the new Somali generation of musicians today. This includes back in the Horn of Africa, as well as for the Somali population that is scattered throughout the globe due to the war. R. Monta has been recognized for his engagement with social issues and education, even being selected by the United Nations Commission on Human Rights to participate in a multilingual campaign called Dangerous Crossings to spread awareness about the dangers faced by immigrants attempting to cross the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea from Africa into Yemen. And then most recently, back in April, R. Monta was one of five international Somali artists to be honored by Oslo's House of Literature for creating new standards for how to write literature and innovatively carry on the history and culture of the Somali people as they have been scattered around the world. So, everyone, welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. And how about we just go around and everyone can introduce themselves?
My name is R. Monta. I'm a musician, singer, and this is my band, Urban Nomads. We came from London, UK, and we've been in the US now for just over 3 weeks. Mm. We've had various shows from Minneapolis to Mankato, as well as at the Lotus Festival in Indiana. So this is our last residency and our last week.
Oh, been fun so far, I hope. Yeah. Excellent. So how about you guys?
Been great. Hi, my name's Josh. I play saxophone and keyboards in the band with R. Monta. I'm part of the Urban Nomads. I'm also from London.
Hi, I'm Pharaoh. I play drums in the Urban Nomads, and I've been playing with R. Monta for 8 years, which has been a real pleasure, and we're happy to be here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Thibaut. I'm from France. I play guitar with R. Monta. I joined the band about 5 years ago.
So, R. Monta, how did you find it, these guys?
This is the most frequent question that I get. And I guess it's just a reflection of where I live, London. And these musicians, you know, just happen to be friends of friends, and the connection, you know, like it wasn't something intentional. And initially I met, a Polish origin jazz guitar player from London who used to live near me. And I told him that I wanted to start up a live band playing Somali music. Then he introduced me to another drummer, who then introduced me to Pharaoh, who now plays the drums. And then he introduced me to my bass player. And then Thibaut was looking for a Somali singer for another project he used to do before. But Josh, who now also plays the sax and the keys with me, was introduced to me by Pharaoh, my drummer. And we also have another member of our band who didn't come with us this time. His name is Salah Hariri, and he plays percussion. So myself and Salah are the only Somali members of the band. So we have a common interest, which is music. And I like the way they play. They all have different influences, and I like the way how they put in different aspects and different styles of music into my performances.
Excellent. Yeah, so it's like everybody just kind of brings their own thing in a way, but yeah. It's all, yeah. So how did you get into music? How did you get into music?
I got into music because I used to listen to Somali bands and theatre groups, thanks to my auntie who I used to live with and who used to encourage me as a youngster to get into the art side of things. So I guess I grew up with that. And I do have, you know, as many other Somali musicians or artists, they have a lot of poetry influence, thanks to family members who tend to do, there tends to be a lot of poetry in Somali everyday life. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that's the one thing I've noticed over the years, because I've worked with the Somali population as well, and we've got Somali radio here at KVSC. There are, actually, because of the situation in Somalia, everybody's spread out. Yeah. Everybody is all over the place. So we had one example where somebody came to town, and you know, for this project, and somebody that she had known for like 40 years before, he lives here, but she didn't know that because people get scattered. Uh-huh. So she was coming down to, you know, do an interview, and then her friend from 40 years before shows up, and he was a saxophone player too, you know.
Wow.
So yeah.
So
people are everywhere.
Yeah.
So how do you think that, you know, that has you know, affected your music? I mean, because you're taking the Somali music and you're now out in the, well, in the broader world, because unfortunately that's where you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you, I think, material, and it gives you, it inspires you to cover, you know, like different aspects. And sometimes you're categorized as a diaspora artist because your sound and your music and who you play with is different to an artist, for example, back in the Horn of Africa. So there is that aspect to it. I think your influences and where you live, sometimes some of the topics and your sound is showing through your own music. And so it would be slightly different to an artist, for example, in Mogadishu or in Hargeisa or some other Somali cities that we have.
Absolutely. And how about you guys? How has this changed your approach to being a musician or part of a group? Yeah, I mean, you're all from London or whatnot. Well, maybe France too. But, you know, has that changed the way that you're approaching music?
Being in a Somali band.
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. Or it's like he's coming from Somalia and he's bringing the Somali music, but the music, it doesn't have a home, if you will, with the, you know, air quotes, even though there is a home.
I think it's quite hard to say it's changed anything because just the whole London scene is like that. It's very, very mixed up in a good way. So we're all playing lots of styles of music. So I don't know if it's changed much, but being in a band for 8 years has taught me a lot, I would say that, because it's hard because you've been travelling a lot together, so you get, you know, you have tension, and there's always tensions, but it kind of trains you to hopefully deal with the tensions over time, and that's personally what I've learned being in this band for 8 years. It's been a lot of work, but overall, the fact that we're still here means something good, and I do applaud Armanta for that, Hassan, because he's definitely a great band leader overall. So yeah, that's what I'd say is for me personally.
There's a pay rise there for us.
Thank you.
First one in, yeah. well, you know, speaking of tension, if you want to address this would be cool. Last year, you all were supposed to be here. And we were all prepared for it, and I ended up doing a story on it called "The Week That Wasn't."
Oh,
and because yeah. of well, the issues. So
you could just call it "The Year That Wasn't."
Yeah,
or the 2 years that weren't, because I know a lot of work went into this project, and like, you know, sometimes it's not just this city that has been affected. It was Mankato, it was Minneapolis, and just even like your partners, you know, like you have this radio station, then you're working with other universities, you're working with the venues, so like everything, it was quite, like testing time, to say the least, in so many levels. Even on a personal level, because you sometimes, when you're a musician, I know a lot of musicians can relate to this, you arrange your work around certain times. And when something like that affects me personally, because it was me that was actually, whose visa was delayed, it affected these guys. And also it affects, you know, their other family members and it affects the whole community. It affects the wider community, not just the Somali community, because, you know, like the other community members were looking forward to seeing also Somali music. So that has been really testing times, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you've noticed with the United States, how... I don't know, things have changed here, but yet we all live here, so it's a little bit difficult to actually see sometimes the thing that's going on right in front of you. Have you noticed that within your travels or anything, how, you know, things have changed?
I mean, surprisingly, since we've had the approval of the visas, we've had really no issues. But this is not like a new issue. I used to have this problem back in 2012 and, you know, like and other times. So, I mean, things are a lot more, I would say, in your face now, and in the media maybe, and you hear a lot more stories. But these issues have always been there. And it's not, I don't think it's just, I think some other countries, I'm sure, they do it too. I mean, I used to have this issue even in the UK, even though I'm a UK citizen now, but and I did a song about it. I made a video about it, you know, just to address that issue. And then a lot of Somalis used to tell me they had that experience on various airports, you know, from different countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you did a video based at Heathrow, basically, yeah. About your experience there. So, yeah. Well, let's shift topic just a little bit, something a little bit more pleasant, because that's essentially what you're here for. So what have you all been up to? You've got a nice busy week scheduled here. You talked with some college students this morning, and you'll be hanging out at the Boys and Girls Club here this week. You know, how do you present music to kids? And, you know, what does that do for you?
I think you present music to children the same way you present it to adults, maybe. But because... Yeah, but the only difference is we're doing talks. Well, actually, Hassan's doing the talks, but he presents videos explaining his background and Somali music, so that helps the whole cause. So I'd say it's not too different than playing to adults, really.
I think I would a little bit disagree with that. I think the secondary schools and even primary schools were... Or I don't know, you call it elementary here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also we've had the university. The secondary seems to be a lot more fun. They're ready. They easily get excited. And when we say, do you want a song? They like just jump on and they want to like, you know. And also they are a lot more engaging. I don't know if that's because they get a chance to get out their classes and they'd rather be more fun, whereas the university student is actually a part of their lecture anyway. So they just seem a little bit more serious. But we've actually, we've had the most fun and the most rewarding times in Mankato because we've had the opportunity to go to three quite, like two very big schools, Mankato East and Mankato West, like high schools, and then we had there was the chartered school also, which was quite different to those two schools. But I think when you're also when you're presenting talking about Somali music to music students, that's another you know like different topic because you're addressing musicians, so you want to give them. I don't want to just stand there and talk about my background. I need to also give them a little bit about Somali music, the structures of Somali music, the rhythmic sections, the like you know the origins of what's important, lyrics or music. I mean, there's so many different things you can talk about. So yeah, so I think you have to adjust your talks and how you engage with the kids on different levels. You just have to adjust to them.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see kids getting into it, though, the high school kids especially. One is something new and different.
Yeah.
And even though they may have run into various forms within the genre before, it's different because it's not part of their daily life. And all of a sudden it's like, wait, this is big. This is different.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's also, you know, coming from their culture as well, and how their culture is intermingling now with this new culture.
Yeah.
And I think the combination is pretty neat. I've done some work in the schools as well, and I'm seeing that, how the cultures are blending. It's kind of neat. definitely. You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today we're sitting down with R. Monta and his band, the Urban Nomads. R. Monta will be performing at the Paramount in St. Cloud this Saturday, October 13th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. sharp. And he's performing as part of the Mid-Nemo Project, partnership between St. Cloud State, KVSC, the Paramount Center for the Arts, and the Cedar Cultural Center, amongst others, bringing awareness to Somali culture throughout Minnesota and throughout the world. And now as we get back into it, going to hear a couple of songs from R. Monta, as I kind of surprised him in the studio and asked for it. And while it's not super mixed down and edited, and it's a little acoustic, it'll certainly give you an idea of what to expect this Saturday. So do you guys feel like, you know, doing a little performance here, you know, maybe kind of whipping something together? Or?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
What do you want to do?
Earlier today we were talking about within the students, we're talking about how when you write Somali songs, when you start with a letter, you have to continue that. And that system of writing is called alliteration. So that's one kind of a takeaway that they had. So the song that we're going to do for you that we used as an example is called Safi, and it begins with S. So if you hear me saying a lot of S's, it doesn't mean Somali music is just about, or Somali's lyrics are just about S's. It just means the way you write it is that's how it happens. Safi safi weye qalbi gedu safi weye anna saahi deeda wan hela yo safi weye haddan sawir keda suradeeda ku tilmaamo socod laaf ya siman saayid quruux deeda surka luqunteeda sida eebba u sameeyey jidka safafkiisa ragba suga saacabtuma salka wadnaheeda surumada dhiigga wada salligayga yalo safi safi weye safi weye safi weye safi weye qalbi gedu safi weye safi weye safi weye wadnaheedu sahal sahal maaha safi deedu sahal maaha sanku nafla dumar mid la siman safi maaha si walbu ku dayo inuu helo sahal maaha hadduu jidku sugo ama saba siriqdhigo hadduu sir ku dayo ama saba sixirdhigo hadduu si xun yeelo ha sameeyo siduu doono marna sii samayso sahalkaana kuma helo sahal sahal maaha safi deedu sahal maaha sahal maaha safi deedu sahal maaha Safi deedu sahal sahal maaha Safi safi deedu sahal sahal maaha Safi safi deedu Safi weye Safi weye Safi weye qalbi geedu Safi weye Safi weye Safi weye wadnaheedu
Awesome.
So, can we do another one just in case?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. What do you want to do?
Can we do Hananka?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it going to work?
Yeah. I don't know. Good try.
Urhuyo?
Oh, let's try Urhuyo.
Yeah.
Urhuyo work better.
Kashanayo
Baba apa wada talai Iyo bad walala Arrinki metana Isla kashanayo Isla kashanayo Isla siyagan Isla kashanayo Isla siyagan Indahay gunur kay Kuil duk sadeno Adana haisku kay Ladine urho yaigo Indahay gunur kay Kuil duk sadeno Adana haisku kay Ladine urho yaigo Dabar ki adu gay Kilaga abu Nasio abaidimo kila wadago Dabarki adogai kila gaburo Nasio abaidimo kila wadago Sidanku iloga maha karais Sidanku iloga maha Indahay gunur kay Kuil duk sadeno Adana haisku kay Ladine urho yaigo Indahay gunur kay Kuil duk sadeno Adana haisku kay Ladine urho yaigo
Very nice, very nice. So, how about the future of the band and everything? You guys are here for another week, and then you're, well, for this week, and then you're on out back to London, presumably. Where are you all heading after that, and where do you see yourself going?
We have a show in London on the 22nd, Monday 22nd. It's part of like an annual festival called Somali Week Festival. And then after that, on the 27th, we have a show in Sheffield. It's about part of like an African festival that happens, and we're actually supporting Sean Kuti.
Fela Kuti's son.
Yeah,
so that's big.
Yeah, and I think something, I think it's called Sean Kuti and the African something, Egypt or something, Egypt 80 or something.
Egypt 80, yeah.
Yeah, Egypt 80, yeah.
It's his father's band.
Oh, yeah, fantastic, yeah.
Oh, what? Is Tony Allen playing?
No, Tony Allen doesn't play in that. And you know, Dele Sosimi used to conduct that band. That used to be his job.
Oh, is Dele playing that gig as well?
No, he's like, he's not a big Afrobeat kind of dude. So he was the conductor. He was the conductor of the, you know, Fela Kuti's band in the 80s. But now he lives in London, so he's got his own, you know, Dele Sosimi Afrobeat Orchestra.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to have a discussion on that. And like, you know, related issues, like topics.
Yeah, talking on that, the bass player is actually Nepalese who plays for Dele Sosimi.
Really?
He's a friend of mine. So Suman, if you need a bass player sometimes, yeah, Suman. No, I'm just saying, when Roof can't make it, it's not really important.
Interesting, we have
two Nepalese guys in your band.
Yeah.
And I played with that bass player in an Afrik band too. A Ghanaian Afrobeat band.
Cool.
Which I just finished mixing the record.
Well, that is kind of the international nature of music these days. Yes. That is something that I've definitely, you know, even in this is central Minnesota. This is somewhat rural. I mean, you got the, you know, Twin Cities and whatnot, but then as soon as you get further out of there, it's not so much. But yet, you know, we have an African Arts Day. We have a very large African population. Yeah. And, you know, so do you find that surprising here in the middle of central Minnesota?
Yeah. African Arts Day.
Yeah.
What day is that?
Well, they just did their second annual one this year. It kind of coincides with, like, this big 4th of July thing, the Granite City Days. And they're like, hey, we've got the, because we had an artist, a drum maker, and a teacher who passed away a few years ago. His name was Fred Uran. And, you know, his widow has taken up the, she's like, hey, this is important stuff. And other people who were students of his, who are now teachers, are like, yes, we're going to get into this too.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's been 2 years now and it keeps growing. And this is this very big thing now.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, inclusive of everybody. People drop in and,
you know, they get to re-experience the culture they left, if that makes sense. Interesting. So, yeah. But yeah, that's just Central Minnesota for you. So there you go. Ooh. So how do people find you online if they want to track stuff down?
Armanta.com. Mm. Basically, that's so it's ARMANTA. And so the show also is going to be this Saturday, the 13th, mm-hmm. at the Paramount. Amazing theater. We went there last night. I mean, I went there last night just to check it out. And it's quite a historic place. And we really, I'm really honored to be here with my band and to have the opportunity to play for this city, and particularly at that space. And if there are any Somali listeners of this specific radio station also, the show starts at 7:30. Yeah. And we're talking about...
What did you say, 10:30?
7:30.
Oh. It definitely means 7:30.
It means 7:30. I know you're... Yeah. I know the exactly what you're...
When everything finished and the place closed, we saw people turning up for the gig.
I mean, it's just because they're...
but the venue was closed.
It's quite common. No, but it's quite common because we tend to have... Somalis tend to have shows running late, you know. So, it tends to be quite late shows. But I know here things are slightly different. So theatre times and stuff is 7:30 shows. So we would love to have you come on time and not miss out. You know, like our songs, so or the band before us.
Well, sometimes yes and sometimes no with that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, we're playing tonight. That could mean a whole lot of things. And yeah. People end up showing up at like 11 going like, well, we'll just be there until you're done, which will be like at 2. And, well, no. we're starting at 7:30. So, awesome. Well, anything else anybody would like to say about anything?
Just thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for dropping in today.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
And we've been talking with Armanta here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, along with his band, the Urban Nomads. Armanta is in town as part of the Mid-Nemo Project partnership with SDSU, KVSC, the Paramount, the Cedar Cultural Center, and a couple other educational institutions around the state. Armanta performs live at the Paramount this Saturday, October 13th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. sharp, and the concert is free for students and faculty. For more information on Armanta, you can find him online at armanta.com. which is spelled ARMANTA and then .com. Or you can link to it off of our website at kvsc.org under the podcast Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab and the link to this story. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amper's Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.